All right, folks, buckle up because we're diving into something truly awesome today. Laughter, humor, and how it can become your secret weapon against stress. Ever feel like life's throwing curveballs left and right? You know that feeling when deadlines loom, emails pile up, and you just want to scream into the void? Well, I'm here to tell you there's a much better way to deal with all of that, and it involves a whole lot of chuckles. We're talking about cultivating a sense of humor to become your personal stress-busting superhero. Now, before you roll your eyes and say, "Jake, I'm not a comedian," hear me out. It's not about becoming the next Jerry Seinfeld or Ellen DeGeneres, it's about finding the funny in everyday situations, even the stressful ones. It's about learning to laugh at yourself, at those awkward moments, at the absurdity of life itself. Because trust me, when you can find humor in the midst of chaos, you're not just making yourself smile, you're actively reducing your stress levels. Science backs this up. Laughter triggers the release of endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that act like natural painkillers and mood boosters. So basically, a good chuckle is like a mini-vacation for your brain. Here are 5 powerful moves you can make to cultivate a sense of humor and turn stress into smiles. 1. Reframe your perspective. Think about it, our brains love patterns, and we often fall into the trap of viewing things in a negative light. But what if you tried looking at a stressful situation from a different angle? What's the funny side of this story? Can you find any humor in the unexpected twists and turns? It might sound silly at first, but trust me, shifting your perspective can do wonders for your mental state. Ever notice how those hilarious bloopers on TV are often the result of things going hilariously wrong? 2. Embrace your inner dork. You know that feeling when you're doing something silly and you just can't stop giggling? Don't let go of that. Embrace those moments of goofy joy, whether it's dancing like nobody's watching, making funny faces, or singing along to your favorite tunes at the top of your lungs. Remember, being lighthearted and playful is a superpower, not a weakness. 3. Surround yourself with laughter. Seek out comedy shows, hilarious podcasts like this one, stand-up specials, immerse yourself in good humor. Share funny stories with friends and family, watch those classic slapstick movies that never fail to make you laugh. Remember, laughter is contagious, so the more you surround yourself with it, the more likely it is to become a part of your everyday life. 4. Become a master of self-deprecation. Learning to laugh at yourself is one of the most liberating things you can do. We all make mistakes, big and small, but instead of beating yourself up about them, try finding the humor in those moments. Remember that hilarious story you told when you tripped on air? Yeah, it's funny now, right? Self-deprecating humor isn't about putting yourself down, it's about acknowledging the absurdity of life and letting go of perfectionism. 5. Practice mindfulness with a twist. Meditation is great for calming your mind, but what if you added a dash of humor to it? Imagine visualizing all your worries as fluffy sheep wearing tiny clown hats. Or picture yourself as a superhero battling stress monsters with a laugh-powered ray gun. By injecting a little playfulness into your mindfulness practice, you can make it even more effective and enjoyable. Now, let me tell you a story that really illustrates the power of humor. Remember that time I tried to bake a cake for my friend's birthday? Disaster City. The batter was lumpy, the oven decided to take a nap, and by the end of it, I looked like a flour-covered zombie. But guess what? We ended up laughing about the whole thing, a lopsided cake, the smoke alarm going off, and my desperate attempts to salvage the situation. That's when it hit me. Sometimes the best way to deal with a mess is to laugh at it. So, here's your takeaway for today. Don't underestimate the power of humor. It can be your secret weapon against stress, anxiety, and even those pesky Monday blues. Find the funny in everyday situations, embrace your goofy side, and remember that laughter truly is the best medicine. Ready to take action? Here's what you can do right now. 1. Share a hilarious story with a friend or family member. Laughter is contagious, so spread the joy. 2. Watch a funny movie or stand-up special. Choose something that always makes you laugh out loud. 3. Think about a recent stressful situation and try to find the humor in it. What was the most ridiculous part? Keep spreading the laughter, folks. Until next time, keep your chins up and remember life's too short to be serious all the time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.